الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope we broke our heart in goodness and we are going to achieve the rewards of those who fast for the sake of Allah. Today is the 10th day of the month of Ramadan 1443 after the Hijrah. And the tafsir is going as planned here in this masjid in Kano. But before then, as usual, we're going to answer some inquiries and questions. Let's have some. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And all of us, inshallah.
So what is the Islamic view? Secret service.
Secret service. SS. Oh, SSS. Secret service. The system that has to do with security and preserving peace and stability. So people are employed to make sure the nation is preserved against any internal crisis and even external by extension. That is my understanding of SSS. So if you ask me what is the Islamic ruling on SSS, I tell you it depends on what they do. If that means they look at people's secrets just to get money and not for the benefit of the Ummah, that is haram. But if their main responsibility is to make sure threats to society are blocked or is blocked by looking at the criminals who are going out perpetrating criminal activities and they purify their mind, then that can be justifiable. If you look at it broadly, any nation needs security. For security to be entrenched, to be achieved, you need to have services that will keep watchful eyes, eagle eyes on the criminally minded people. That is true. So in the light of this, it is legal to have this kind of department. But the trouble is how uncorruptible are the employees. If somebody belongs to SSS, but is only there to just accumulate money, he can even sacrifice the national interest just for his pocket. Then for him it is haram, but he is just keeping haram. Otherwise, generally, to look after criminals, to take actions against them, this cannot be said to be haram. It depends on how they execute and do their jobs. In this connection, the ulama are saying, Al-Qadr laysa bi ghibatin fi sittatin mutawallimin wa mu'arrifin wa muhadhirin wa mujahirin fiskan wa mustaftin wa man طلب الإعانة في إزالة منكر. That is, backbiting or criticizing people is not sinful on six specific cases. القدس ليس بغيبة في ستة. Number one, متظلم. Somebody that has been wronged. He goes to an officer, please, Mr. Man, I have been cheated. My money has been taken away. هذا متظلم. Even though he is criticizing the person, but it is correct. Because he has to give the information on what happened before the man concerned can do something to establish the case. So متظلم, that is number one. So SSS man, it is job is to unravel the mystery concerning the identity of the perpetrator of evil. In that case, there is legality and not illegality. You get me? That is number one. Number two, وَمُعَرِّفٍ. Somebody giving description. It's not ghibah. Oh, that man who is stout, who is tall, short, middle. This is ta'arif. It's not haram. Or that man that is limping. هذا مُعَرِّف. Unless it is dealt with the intention of casting and pouring venom on that person. That is mu'arif. Number three, وَمُحَذِّرٍ. Similarly, somebody warning you against somebody is not ghibah. So if a certain man is muhazzir, like how? He tells you, XYZ comes to my house wanting to marry my daughter. What do you say about him? And you know the man is criminal. You labud an tuhadhiru. Okay, if that guy, the man is wayward. You know wayward? Fasiq. He is profligate. Fasiq. He is rancorous. Fasiq. So I have warned you. Man anzaraka, man hazzaraka faqad a'zaraka. He who wants you, have your chances. So, القدح ليس بغيبة في ستة متظلم ومؤرف ومحذر. So if this man belongs to one of these, it's wrong. I already gave you the answer. And again, ومجاهر في الصلاة. Somebody disobeying Allah openly. He smokes openly. He drinks alcohol openly. This man has no any honor. He can be criticized. He can be ostracized. He can be condemned. That is number four. ومستفتن. And somebody asking for a fatwa. Yeah, Sheikh, what is the fatwa on somebody doing A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z? And in the process, somebody is attacked. That is not haram. And then finally, وَمَنْ طَلَبَ الْعُولَى فِي إِذَالَةِ مُنْكَرِ. Now here comes the point. Somebody looking for your assistance in attacking a criminal act. So SSS man that tells you, please in this community, can you tell me the people who are committing armed robbery? Can you explain to me, give me their identity, those who snatch cellular phone? In this case, it's not haram. So I am saying, any person belonging to this establishment, if he is believed to be doing it, to maintain, number one, national security. Number two, to protect people against criminals. And number four, to do something to make good governance is delivered. And number five, not doing for the intention of getting money. If money is given to him, he compromises the profession. So the answer depends on how true, honest, sincere, commitment, diligent, determined the officer is concerned. But if he's there for money, to buy flashy cash, then he's eating haram, he is useless. Next question.
Wa
alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you very much for your contribution to us.
We thank Allah the Almighty.
Concerning my hat, sincerely speaking, I was not part of the group that you have mentioned. And the government paid for me to go and perform hat.
Maybe he is referring to what I told you previously. Can you remember? Who can tell me that nobody can go for Hajj out of government pocket unless it belongs to how many people? Who can answer me? Who can answer me? I said you cannot go for Hajj through government money. Okay? Unless if the governor is to pay for your Hajj out of his pocket, or the commissioner, or whoever. But public money, is government money, private money, or public? If it is public, you don't have right to take out of public money to pay for somebody for Hajj. Until you go to the local government in your state, ask him if and to the local government that I'm going for Hajj out of your money. Unless if you belong to one of five people. Then I'm asking you, who can remind us of those five people? Yes. Wa alaykum as-salam. It's not number one. Give me prioritization, chronology, chronological order I gave you. Number one, you should be a scholar, somebody going for Hajj to preach for them in Makkah through government money, that is legal. Because Hajj performance heavily depends on knowledge. You can't do it ignorantly. So your sheikh, come, go and be a preacher concerning kind of contingent. For example, Onasara Lokam Otarani, our local contingent. So any malam, any sheikh, any imam that goes for Hajj based on this, he has to go and preach. If he collected the money and keeps on sleeping, he is eating haram in his belly, his stomach. That is condition number one. Number two, health worker. Somebody is a medical practitioner, you know. Going for Hajj has a lot of medical issues. Somebody going there for the first time, maybe the kind of water he brings can bring some issues to him. Even the climatical change. That is why government signed what you call medical mission. So somebody can be paid for Hajj because of the simple technicality. He is there as a medical personnel. So my brother, unless you belong to this too. Number three, government compare for you if you are a journalist, a media man, you send reports, our contingent has reached Mina, has it? That is okay, because you are doing something, you are rendering communal services if you like it. That is number three. Number four, somebody, money can be paid for him for Hajj. Keep number four. Such a man is responsible for securing visa or document needed for the Hajj belonging to your country, your local government. He is doing service for you. Finally, those going to arrange for the Hajj accommodation, that belongs to Hajj Pilgrims Board. But the brother is saying, okay, I belong to none of these five. I come and take my hand, and I have gone. Now he is asking me, what is the excuse of Hajj? Is his Hajj accepted or not? Can I give you an answer? If you go on this, government tells you go. You didn't ask. It's not for you to say, okay, please, Your Excellency, is it out of your pocket or government? Who does this? You just go, pray to Allah that Allah accepts. But if you're not critically clear, crystal clear that, yeah, this money given is not out of the personal pocket of the governor or whoever concerned, it is probably you tell him, politely, I am rejected. But now you have already gone. What is the answer? Allahu Alam. If Allah has seen you did something good for the pilgrims, likely, perchance, Allah will take it for you. I'm only trying to explain to you the Sharia perspective so that you are very careful. If you go to Hajj out of illegitimate money, it's not Hajj. It's not Hajj. The houseman says it is Hajjia and not Hajj. How it is clear? Next question. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes. This is a brother, Abdul Salam, calling from New York City in America, asking me that if somebody, he says, he should clarify on the last point. The last point is, I said, you hear me, Abdul Salam? You hear me? Good. That if the beneficiary is a German worker and there is welfare package, you know? Do you know how to create good English? Welfare package. Welfare. Now, I am saying that welfare package, whatever nomenclature is given, does it belong to the pocket of the person given, governor, president, minister, chairman? Or is it within the pool of the public property? If it belongs to the pool of the public property, you cannot take it to give to somebody just because it is your political colleague. Okay, how do you get me clear? So the one to give should make it clear. Take it. But if it is left without any explanation, you take it. That's all. They tell you, go for Hajj. Do you ask him, is it out of your pocket or public? People don't ask this question. I'm only explaining to you nitty gritty that that is not the case. Unless you are one of the people I have mentioned and enumerated. As a scholar, a medical personnel, a journalist, and the rest. But concerning the last who just go, not belonging to one of these, he has to be very, very careful because he wants the Hajj to be accepted. Now, if the church says, just go, you belong to the government group, or they call it in Nigeria GSP, Government Sponsored Pilgrim. Okay, I'm GSP, and I belong to the citizen of the nation. Maybe I have something to render to. But just because of political patronage, ayayimu, baramu saka mai, that's my point there. Just because he is one of you, he's not going to do anything, you should pay him out of your pocket if you want to be very careful. But if one doesn't want to be careful, he can do as he wishes. Sharia, you have to be very careful in what you do. Everything entering your stomach, try to make sure it is legitimate, it is legal, it is licit, not illegal, not illegitimate. Otherwise, one will go and finish labbaik Allahumma labbaik. The angel will be saying, la labbaika wa la sa'adika wa hajjuka mardudun alayk. No labbaik for you. Your children is thrown back at your face, not accepted. I hope it is clear, Brother Abdul Salam. Jazakallah khair. Okay, last question. Let's have the recitation, please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وابنها آية للعالمين.
نعم.
إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون.
This is ayah number 91 in chapter number 21, Surah Al-Hajj. Surah the Prophet. You see, after names of Prophet were mentioned, now we come to Maryam, or Mary, the mother of Prophet, Prophet Jesus. Was Maryam prophetess? Was she? Was there any female prophet in Islam? Or a messenger? The Quran says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. We sent but men. Alright? But Maryam was a special lady. A special woman. Though not prophetess, of course. But she was the mother of one of the mighty prophets of Allah. some called her son God. Elohim. Not a single verse or chapter where Jesus said, I am a God, worship me. You can never get it. Some people concocted it, fabricated it, okay. Our Aqidah is very clear. So Maryam or Mary, you can see, they draw her picture in hijab. Yeah. So I was speaking to one of my friends, a pastor, some years back in Ekere Ike in the former River State. If you look past, I look more like Jesus than you are. He said, how? I said, yeah. So because you draw the picture of Jesus in long clothing. Look at me in long. You draw the picture of Jesus bearded. I say, Yonko, your own is killed. So if Jesus comes today, he's going to recognize me first before you. I send them the truth. You draw the picture of Mary just like a Muslim woman. But your girls are going half naked. My Muslim mother, daughter, wife looks more like Mary. If she comes today, she recognizes Muslim women and your girls going half naked in the name of Christian. She says, God, change this matter. Yeah, change this matter. But it is reality. You get to end the truth. Know the truth, and the earlier you know it, the better. That is the message. There is a whole chapter in Quran named after Surah 2, chapter number, no answer, chapter number 15, is that 15? Oh, chapter number, beautiful number 19, maybe you have looked into your book, that's good. Okay, Allah says, وَالَّتِي أَحْسَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَابْنَهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And she that guarded her chastity, that preserved her virginity, that is Maryam. Maryam is called Al-Batul. Maryam Al-Batul, Aisha Al-Batul, Fatima Al-Batul. Batul means the woman that maintains her chastity, her virginity. She never knows any man prior to her marriage. That is Al-Batul. So remember the lady that preserved her virginity, we breathe into her of our spirit. That is to say, فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَابْنَهَا آيَةً لِلْآلَمِينَ. We made her and her son, Jesus Christ, ayah, a sign for the whole world. Of course, Isa is ayah. But don't tell me, just because Jesus was born without any male intervention, that makes him son of God. Don't say that. Because some people ask me, well, who is the father of Jesus? Of course, no one. Jesus has not gotten any human father. But why are you saying he's the son of Joseph the carpenter? Which carpenter? Somebody without human father. You are human father. Now, you feel that since you were born without any male intervention, God must be his father. That is the belief. Okay, we are given a reply. If being born without male intervention makes somebody God, then who is more of a God, Adam or Jesus? Because Prophet Adam, no father, no mother. What do you say of him? Jesus had human mother, correct? But Adam, neither father, no mother. Why don't you call him God himself? He possessed better credentials and qualifications for the post of sonship of Godhead. But you see, some people to see, they cannot see. To hear, They cannot hear, nor do they understand. As even the Bible says in the book of John, Quran says, summum bukumun umyun fahum la yasur. So now Allah says, وَالَّتِي أَحْسَنَ الْفَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُّؤِنَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَابْنَهَا آيَةً لِلْآلَمِينَ إِنَّ هَذِي in verse number 92. We made her and her son as a sign for the whole world. Then Allah says, إِنَّ هَذِي أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُونَ. Here, in chapter Al-Anbiya, Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah number 23, verse number 52, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ. Here it says, إِنَّ without wa. There, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. Here, فَعَبُدُونَ. Same message. This community of Islam is your community. One, indivisible, impregnable, like sausage, interwoven, intricately interwoven, and I am your Lord, worship and serve me alone. That is Quran. That is our belief. We believe nobody deserves being called God. Nobody. Only Allah is God. Even though I told you, even the name God is inadequate. The word Allah is preeminently efficient and efficiently preeminent, because out of Allah you cannot say Allah has. But you can say God masculine. You say God is female. Can you say Allah has? Can you? Alright, you say God, one God, plural. You can't say Allah. That is why the word Allah is peculiar, is unparalleled, is uncomparable. Alright? God, in French, Dieu, or nom de Dieu, here in the name of Allah. Therefore, the name Allah, like I've said, is preeminently peculiar and unparalleled. Okay, so Allah says, إِنَّ هَذِي أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا nobody else. رَبُّكُمْ أَمْ يَا لَوْدْ فَعَبُدُونَ worship me. Next ayah.
وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ.
وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ. وَتَقَطَّعُوا and they fragmented. Fragment, part. So they fragmented, they splintered themselves into many factions. كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ. Each of them will definitely return back unto us. They're going to die. After they, we are taken back to Allah. So Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرُجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. As it says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 281. So كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ. Next ayah.
فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ.
الله أكبر. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. Whoever that does righteous deeds, this is the condition. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. Whoever that walks righteously but as a believer, to tell you the condition for accepting your deed in the eyes of Allah is being a believer. If a non-Muslim, a non-believer, can build 1,000 mosques in Kano, in Lagos, he has no reward with Allah. Because the condition for acceptance has to be what? A believer. Yeah, maybe Allah may give him health and more money, that's all. But hereafter, nothing, nothing, nothing. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرًا بِقِيَّةً. Their deed is like a mirage. You know mirage? The closer you go, the vanishing it becomes. All right. So the condition, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ in a certain moment. If you do something as a believer, فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعِيهِ his deed will not be denied. وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ we are going to document and write everything for him, and he's going to get the reward later. Next ayah.
وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ
حَتَّى
إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ هَدَجٍ يَنْسِلُونَ
وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَنَّهُمْ لا يرجعون. Allah says there is no ban. Don't say it is impracticable. There is no ban on any geography, on any place of living. Okay? That we have destroyed. That we are not going to take in that. Allah tells us that any nation, any town, any dwelling, any geographical location, it has been destroyed, is going to be brought back to life on a Qiyamah day, before judgment will be given finally. Then Allah says, "Kunu turaba, be dust, la ilaha illallah." Now a lot of civilizations that now have disappeared, brought back in a Colosseum in Rome, the Egyptian mummies in Egypt. For example, you go to the city of Giza, you know, in Cairo, you'll be surprised. I was there. I saw a lot of wonders. La ilaha illallah. So this tells you about the institution of revival. After this, there is another life. Only the unbelievers, some, deny this reality. Okay? So Allah says, وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ there is no ban on any time we destroy that it wouldn't be brought back. They are going to brought back. حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ until the Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog? What is it? يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ Gog and Magog, when they are let loose, إِذَا فُتِحَتْ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ they came out swarming from every kind of wound. They came out from every mound, coming out, springing from different locations. Now, يَأْجُوجُ and مَأْجُوجُ, who are they? So I'm trying to give some physical meaning to that. But we remain guided by the somatic narrative. They are created entities, very dangerous, very wayward, and they will be criminally minded. They will be into corruption. When they appear, they will consume the food crops of a town in no time. The water will be consumed within the twinkling of an eye. It's going to be the time of trouble and pestilence. But later they'll be destroyed. But some are saying, these are already in the world today. There are their representatives, music, high life, dancing, and the like. Some are saying they are the Western and the Eastern countries. Don't give this kind of material meaning. We remain guided by the somatic narrative. Allah mentions Ya'juj and Ma'juj in how many places in Quran? How many places? How many places? Just tell me. Navigate your Quran. How many places in which they are mentioned? Ya salam, ya jama'ah. How many places? Two. The first place is where? No? The first place. First place is Surah Al-Kahf, chapter number 18. And? قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل خرج chapter 18 the second place حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج only two places okay they will appear at the end of the time then Allah says حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون at that time they will just swarm down from every angle from every mound their appearance will be one of the greatest signs that the end of the world is imminent it has come to a logical conclusion there is going to be utter destruction of the physical world some scholars have said even the machines will not work any longer the mechanical and technological breakthrough will be stunned. Then we're going to be the time of trouble. Summary, the signs have been shown. The sign of the end time things you have been around. So may Allah, well, some scholars are praying, oh Allah, we wish we will not prolong our life witnessing. To witness it, preserve our iman so that nothing will distract us from the right way already the troubles are there see zina alcohol consumption lies breaking trust corruption okay the powerful destroys the weaker one there's a might is right if you are mighty you can crush anybody colonizing nations, stealing their properties, okay, making your culture higher than other people's culture. This is a sign of the end of the world. Next life is going to be life of fruition, through system. Allah says, La zulma al-yawmi. Today, no injustice. Hereafter. But today, oh, countless, uncountable cases of injustice. That is life. So try to maintain justice in what you do, in your house, you and your parents, your wife, your kids, workers under you, you and your patient at the hospital, as a driver, with your passengers, as a pilot, with drivers, be just in whatever you do. Even be just with how you eat. Do not under-eat or over-eat. Maintain justice. Next time.
وَاقْتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ الْحَقُّ فَإِذَا هِيَ شَاخِصَةٌ أَبْصَارُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا قد كنا في غفلة من هذا بل كنا ظالمين
واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة الأبصار Allah says the promise of the hour has neared okay what is the hour? الساعة يوم القيامة But your wristwatch is called far. It's become as far. Allah calls Qiyamah far. What's the difference? In chapter number 30, Allah says what? وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ السَّاعَةِ كَذَلِكَ كَانُوا يُوفَكُونَ When far is established, the unbelievers will assume they live for only 1 hour. In the science of rhetoric, we call this what? يعني المشايعات المشاكلات المشاكلات So قيامة is called الساعة واقتربت الوعد الحق That is the true promise of الساعة has come near. Kufa is not mentioned here. فَإِذَا هِيَ شَخْصٌ فَالْكَفْرُ. And the faces of those who disbelieve will be in a hole, شَخِصَ. When the Sa'at comes, when the true promise of destruction of life comes, then the faces of those who disbelieve will be horrified. They will be saying, يَا وَيْلَنَا قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَبْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا بَلْ كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. They will be saying, woe unto us. We were oblivious. That is فِي غَبْلَة. They were in oblivion or in absent-mindedness. They were reckless. They were careless of the coming. So they are oblivious of this day coming. So بَلْ كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. No. We were wrong. Now, that time, regret would not be of any benefit to you. They say it is too late to cry when the head is cut off. When the promise of Qiyamah finally arrives, the unbelievers will see the reality. They will say, oh, how wish we are going to be given life back to this life. It's not possible. That is why the worst form of the regret, the worst form of lamentation is the lamentation of the Qiyamah Day. The worst form. So regret now, if you want to regret, do it now. Not even at the point of death. You've seen the angels, the signs of living, the life is coming, death is coming, very, very imminent. You say, Astaghfirullah, do it now. Do Tawbah now. By the time you drop dead, you are washed and enshrouded. People pray on the dead body. They take you shoulder high to the mother earth. And you begin to regret how? Allahumma ja'alna min at-ta'ibin. Ya arhamar rahim. Next ayah.
إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون.
إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون. This is ayah number 98 in this chapter number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah says, إنكم أو ye كافرون. O ye unbelievers, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونَ لَحَصَبُ جَهَنَّمَ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ. You and the idols you used to worship in the world, you are going to be حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمَ, the fuel of the hellfire. لا إله إلا الله. Fuel of the hellfire. أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ. You are going to definitely descend into Jahannam. Because of what? They are past this. This will be said to the kafirun. So why do you behave like this? You as a believer. May Allah preserve all of us. Next ayah.
لَوْ كَانَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ آلِهَةً مَّا وَرَدُوهَا وَكُلٌّ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
لَهُمْ فِيهَا
لهم فيها زفير وهم فيها لا يسمعون.
لا إله إلا الله. لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها وكل فيها خالدون. لهم فيها زفير وهم فيها لا يسمعون. الله says, لو كان هؤلاء آلهة, had this been out, this idol you worship, if they were God truly, Mawraduha, they wouldn't have entered the hellfire. لو كان هؤلاء آلهة Mawraduha. But وهم فيها خالدون. They are inserted to remain there permanently, endlessly, ceaselessly, with perpetuation or perpetuity. Now, if this had been God, Mawraduha, does God enter hellfire? A'udhu billah. But these idols you worship, you and them are there at the fuel of the hellfire. Now, people today, A'udhu billah, some people worship other gods. Some people worship sun. Some people worship star today. In fact, A'udhu Billah, there are people worshiping private parts. What astaghfirullah? Some worshiping rivers and tortoises. Some worshiping animals like monkeys. Yeah. Very wonderful. Something created for you. You humiliate yourself bowing down for him. So Allah says, if they were ghosts, they wouldn't have been thrown to the hellfire. So they will enter and they remain inside it permanently. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ. They will be trembling, wailing. You know, wail, cry. That is wailing, zafir. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. They will hear nothing. Nothing. Everything blocked. They are going to reap what they sow. So sow what is good, so that you are going to reap what is important. Next ayah.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ.
لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا
وَهُمْ فِي مَا اشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ.
الله says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. As for those that received goodness from us previously, you see, the Hausaman says, Allah is Samudaita, have you stopped to digest the content, the meaning of this beautiful prayer? Allah Yasa Mudaji. What is that you? What is that you? To be triumphant, to be successful, to have good reason. You see somebody, he didn't read his book well. During examination, he came out with a class. It is getting, it's a mere lock. Somebody had an accident, a lot of people died, but he narrowly escaped through the needle's eye. That's it. Now, when he says Allah is Samu Daiti, this Daiti success or having good riddance, okay, no person will deny himself praying to Allah for this kind of thing. Now Allah says, إن الذين سبقت لهم من الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم في مشتهت أنفسهم خالدون لا يحزنهم الحزن أكبر. In the subsequent ayah. As for those who deserve goodness from us, they will be kept away from them from it. You get it? Those who had good predestination, by the time you were born, you have been decreed to go to the paradise. So Allah makes ways easy for you. You attend prayers congregationally. In fact, you become disturbed if you meet one jama in prayer. By the time somebody doesn't pray in time, well, he has already cleared the way for him to go to the hellfire, O Billah. He's always drunken, always tipsy, prostitutes by his side, astaghfirullah. Very filthy and dirty life, corruption, bribery, killing, kidnapping, stealing blood, arrogant, hydra-headed, stone-headed, iron-headed. He breaks people mercilessly like Pharaoh or Pharaoh. No, the man, it appears he is chosen for the bad way. Allah says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا in one ayah, وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Either he thanks Allah, a believer, Allah makes a fact. وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا, or he is rebellious against Allah. But the way is clearly distinctive. clearly clear, crystal clear. All right? Unless if somebody desires to be blindfolded against the truth. نسأل الله سلامك والآفية. How many minutes? Gone? Let's finish. So we stop here. So Allah says, as for those who deserve goodness from us, they will be kept away. لا يسمعون حسيسها. You know حسيسها? Even the hissing. Hasis in Arabic. In English, hissing. Any similarity? Which of the two languages takes from one another? I believe English stole from Arabic. Yeah. You say Amia. It's from Arabic now. From Amir. They say Amia. They change A with E. England people, British people say Amir. Bashir, they say Bashir. Kabir, they say Kabir. Kashmir, they say Kashmir. Like this. Assassination is an Arabic word from Hashashiyun. Yeah. Muslim land is from, it's Arabic, from Mosin. They too can steal. But it's not stealing. We call this the sociological nature of any language. Any language borrows. But not if it borrows, it never takes it back to the owner's language. How many things in house were borrowed? Keke? Is it Hausa? Is it Yoruba? Al-Makashi? It's Arabic now. Al-Miqaf? Al-Basa? It's not your own. Al-Basalu? Fadama? From Fadalma? Tagia? Agia? Katifa? Latifa? Titila? Fatila? It's not your own. But you have Hausanized them all. You have domesticated them all. All I am saying, it's not about for any language to borrow. In fact, for any language to be lively, it has to borrow. Okay? Because we're all one community. Allah created it. It's not bad. So I am saying, Allah says, لا يسمعون حسيسها. You will never hear even the hissing of the hellfire. Even its noises, you will never hear. وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَدْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ. They will forever live in what their heart desire. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. We stop here. We're going to make progress tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله تعالى من السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.